We all know that the federal government is pushing everyone on this phone call to go electronic. In fact, it's mandatory. You have to switch over, and you have to pay a lot of money to do it. So everyone, they're saying, you have to switch over. Well, they know good and well. They must have thought at some point, how is a single-doc shop or a small practice going to afford this? And when they thought that, well, the next jump is, well, they're obviously they're going to have to go to something like an off-site server so that they can, you know, get into the take advantage of the economies of scale and use off-site servers. But as
isn't the government in the same problem? Has the government figured out how it's dealing with cloud service providers?
Well, the problem that's exactly what's so ironic about the whole thing is that the government has been looking into the use of cloud service providers now for quite a while. And it put together a group of all these federal agencies that identified all these security requirements that they thought would be necessary before they would allow an agency to start storing information off-site with one of these cloud service providers. Up until December 26th, no CSPs had ever had been approved for use by government agencies. And now they have one on the website that it has submitted an application, but I don't know if it's been approved yet. My point, though, is they're pushing all our providers to spend all this money, and ultimately they're going to end up all on a cloud service provider network of some type, when the government itself recognizes that there are severe security issues here, and they won't even allow their own agencies to use this tool.
That is ironical.
It's just bizarre.